AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In response to efforts in Colorado, Illinois, and Maine to remove former President Donald Trump from the presidential primary ballot because of the Capitol riot, the Supreme Court rejected the attempts. The AP's Mark Sherman is at the Supreme Court.
The court ruled that Congress must act before states can undertake efforts to kick the former president off the ballot.
Trump's case was the first at the Supreme Court dealing with a provision of the 14th Amendment adopted after the Civil War to prevent former office holders who engaged in insurrection from holding office again. Former Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg has surrendered to New York City prosecutors to face new charges. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The Manhattan District Attorney did not immediately disclose the nature of the charge, but people familiar with the investigation had previously told the Associated Press that prosecutors were considering charging 76-year-old Alan Weisselberg with lying under oath during his testimony at Donald Trump's civil business fraud trial in October. Weisselberg's lawyer did not immediately return a request for comment. Trump is appealing the judge's ruling, ordering him to pay more than $454 million in fines and interest for submitting fraudulent information about his asset values on years of financial records. I'm Julie Walker.
A powerful blizzard has moved away from the Sierra Nevada, but forecasters say more snow is on the way in California and Nevada. Areas around Lake Tahoe got as much as 7 feet of snow. Strong winds are spreading flames from a huge wildfire in Texas. A small town has been evacuated. After a court stepped in to block it, JetBlue says it ended its plan to merge with Spirit Airlines. The Justice Department sued to block the merger last year, saying it would reduce competition and drive up fares. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Mark Hitz in a Minute. Stocks are drifting around their record heights ahead of a busy week. The S&P 500 was 0.1% lower early Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its latest all-time high and its 16th winning week in the last 18. The Dow fell 110 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Later this week, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will speak before Congress. What he says could sway expectations for when the Fed will start cutting interest rates. The Fed is now expected to make its first cut in June. The latest monthly jobs report arrives at the end of the week. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 topped 40,000 points for the first time. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.22%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Apple is being fined nearly $2 billion by the European Union over music streaming competition. Apple says it will appeal. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.